Tamika Gori on how to be a successful basketball player. Tamika Gori is an American basketball player and coach who started playing basketball at the age of 6 years old. Since then, she has risen to prominence as one of the best women basketball players. Her dedication and hard work have also led her to become one of the best coaches in the United States of America. She knows that many other young players want to follow in her footsteps. With all of her hard work and dedication, Tamika Gori became one of the most successful basketball players. Tamika explains exactly how she achieved such great success in the world of basketball, including her journey. If you want to be an excellent basketball player, it's important to work hard, but it's also important to know what you should be working on and why. Today Tamika shares her knowledge on how to be successful in basketball. To be a pro athlete, you need discipline. Tamika Gori used these steps to be a successful basketball player. These steps include staying focused, getting experience playing basketball, working hard and learning how to train your body. The discipline is what made Tamika Gori become one of America's most well-known basketball players. To be successful at anything you do in life, including sports, you need commitment and discipline. Being committed means being dedicated and determined. Discipline is having self-control over your behavior, for example not smoking or not skipping school just because it's more fun than going there. These qualities are important for athletes because they will help them stay focused on their game and keep practicing no matter how tired they feel after running drills or doing sprints. Surround yourself with winners. A good mentor will give you advice and will help guide you in many areas of your life. However, having a bunch of good friends around you can be just as beneficial. As we are influenced by those around us, it's important that we surround ourselves with people who want us to succeed. Even better if they have achieved success themselves. Regardless of their own area of expertise, having other successful people around you will provide inspiration and motivation for personal growth and achievement. After all, who better to learn from than someone who has been there? That being said, when choosing whom to include in your circle of friends and mentors, it is crucial that you only allow positive influences into your life. Surround yourself with winners, not negative people or those without goals or ambitions. Remember, you are what you eat. Frank McKinney. Ken Hubbard put in the hard work. No matter what you're trying to achieve, whether it's becoming a better basketball player or simply raising your kids, it doesn't happen by accident. To succeed in life, you must put in the work and sacrifice. Without hard work and dedication, there is no achievement. For example, if you want to be successful at basketball, then you have to practice every day. That's not how Tamika Gori became one of the best players in her field. Tamika often trained 2 or 3 times per day when she was young. She knew she could never become great without putting in hundreds of hours of practice and training. If you want success, whatever your goals are, then stop dreaming about it and start working for it. Be humble. It's easy to get caught up in your own hype. One of my college coaches always used to say, "The better you play, the harder you'll be guarded." Even if you are playing against a team that is worse than yours, they will still take away your strengths and try to exploit any weaknesses. So never think that just because you're doing well means things will continue to go smoothly in games. There will always be ups and downs. The best thing you can do is maintain a humble perspective, stay hungry and keep working hard. Stay positive. It can be hard not to get frustrated or upset when you're struggling, but it's important to stay positive. If you start mentally berating yourself, it's easy for your self-confidence and performance to suffer. Keep in mind that basketball is supposed to be fun and that missing an occasional shot isn't going to define you as a player. If you stay positive, it will make practicing more enjoyable and productive. This mindset will also help if things don't go as well as planned. It helps prevent emotional setbacks from turning into full-blown setbacks. Patience pays off. As soon as Tamika entered high school, she fell in love with basketball. She started spending hours every day at school and home practicing, until her hands bled. This dedication paid off when Tamika made it onto her high school team. After her first year of varsity basketball, she was named Female Athlete of the Year. While practicing really hard at practice is important, Tamika also believes that having patience while waiting for your shot is just as important. If you do your best and work hard every day but you don't get immediate results, never be discouraged. Good things are coming.